Welcome back to the Narrow Pod Between Pages, the daily podcast where we read a page of the narrow road between desires and then we talk about it. This is page 161. Page 160 was blank. Sunset. Lies. Shadows stretched to cover Bast, and he shivered himself awake. He sat up, rubbing his face, and looked around blearily. The sun was just flirting with the tops of the western trees. After dressing in his now dry clothes, he made his way back to the lightning tree. Wilk and Pem hadn't returned, but that was hardly a surprise. He ate the piece of honeycomb he'd promised Pem, licking his fingers. Then he chewed the wax idly as he watched a pair of hawks turn lazy circles overhead. And that's the end of the page. I'm John from Vintus.
I'm Joy.
And I'm Patrick.
All right.
I want to say, just to start, I like the way you read lies. Lies.
Lies.
I actually had to like cover my face to stop from getting into a giggle fit again.
Okay, so let's talk quickly about our embrels here. We've got the three bits of the Vintish round. We have scales. We have a candle again. We
have Sliver Moon.
Sliver Moon. We have the holly leaf again.
Obsidian.
Yeah, we have the chunk of obsidian again. And what's the thing beside the candle?
Yeah, so we got two new things. We got like a little seashell type thing.
Yeah, it kind of looks like a seashell.
And I'm not sure what that thing is that's lower.
It's like a coffin looking thing.
Is it the chunk of wax that he's chewing? I don't know.
Actually, that could be. It could be the chunk of beeswax. Because, you know, if you chew on a piece of honeycomb, there's the wax that you're like not supposed to eat. So that could be what that is.
I love Although, that he just like doesn't, he's not concerned about the honeycomb at all. He's just
right. Eating it. That's so funny. Like, he promised it again, but he just went ahead and ate it. It's fine.
Yeah, I didn't really expect them to come back anyway. It's fine.
Like, what's the chances they're actually going to get all 21 that are perfect? Because if any one of the 21 aren't perfect, then he doesn't have to give her the honeycomb.
I don't think that's the concern. I think it's that she's not coming back because they found Jessam unconscious.
Not coming back. Right. Yeah, and probably also, yeah.
He's just like, whatever, that's a problem for later.
Yeah, that's future Pem's problem, not my problem ever.
Yep. I feel like that's just Bass motto. Not my problem.
Yep.
Chewed the wax idly as he watched a pair of hawks turn lazy circles overhead. Oh, I know why that like struck me. It's kind of like a lyric from the musical Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Lazy circles in the sky.
Oh, okay. I only know the "Oh, What a Beautiful Morning" song from there. So
it's okay. You're not missing anything.
I remember watching a video or a recorded production of that once that had Hugh Jackman in the leading role, and I like kept myself entertained by imagining that any moment he was gonna like pop claws and different things were about to happen. I don't know. There's not a lot here, is there?
No. His clothes are dry. He woke up. It's sunset. The moon is weirdly positioned. I don't know. It looks kind of like a Cheshire Cat smile in this picture.
It is.
Yeah. Kind of like it was when he was doing the time loop.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point. So that's indicating that he kind of fast-forwarded to this time. And also...
We probably shouldn't think too much about how that actually happened.
About how the time loops work? Sure. Sure. I will say that if it's midsummer and it's sunset, that's like pretty late. That's like 9 o'clock, 9:30.
Oh, I mean,
it depends on where you are.
It does depend.
It depends on the
latitude. Yeah,
that's
because
true.
You know, where I grew up in Estonia, like at midsummer, like on the longest day of the year, like you've got straight sunlight until like literally midnight.
Really?
And, oh wow. Yeah. And then it like kind of gets a little bit dusky until about like 2:30 in the morning, and then the sun starts to come back up again.
Yeah, I remember being in Paris and thinking like, oh, it must be close to time for dinner, and it was like 11 p.m. Yeah. Right. And everything was closed.
Oh no.
Anyway, so yeah, it definitely depends on where you are. So I guess maybe we're in Ventus, but we don't really know where Ventus is.
Yeah, not like we don't have any sense of where these continents are in terms of like how they are situated on the globe.
Or how the globe is situated to the sun.
Oh, yes. That's also a very, that's the more important factor, isn't it?
I don't necessarily know. I know nothing about that kind of physics.
Well, I mean, it just depends on, because you can look at the, you can assign any point on your globe as like the dominant thing, like, sure. Right. Like our globe is oriented the way it is because of the North and South poles. Like those are important.
Well, right. And the whole reason that we have seasons is because our axis is tilted.
Right. But we would still have varying degrees of sunlight at different times of the year based on your latitude, even if we weren't tilted.
Yes, based on latitude.
Axis. But if we weren't tilted on the axis, we wouldn't have anything. So,
if the axis was perfectly vertical, then the amount of sun we get per day would be the same all year, because the axis is tilted. It's that changes how much sun we get based on where we are around the sun.
No, that's why it varies. That's why it varies like in different parts of the year, but like you would still get, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Anyway,
that's right. I'm right. Math,
I just sat there and waited for you to be done mathing. That was like, no, thank you. Thank you.
Anyway, do y'all have anything different on the page? Anything else on the page?
Is there anything else I can be wrong about today?
You're wrong, John.
Wrong, John Silver.
That's the episode title for this one. Thank you. Perfect.
No, I don't think I have anything else on this page.
You guys want to do recommendations? Ooh. We haven't done that in a bit.
Recommendation. Oh, okay. Here's something I'm super excited about. I'm rereading a book called Churchill's Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare, and it's about a covert section of British military in World War II that was doing like sabotage and guerrilla warfare against the Nazis, and it is the basis for the upcoming Henry Cavill movie called The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. And I've been waiting for this movie like ever since I heard about this thing like 5 or 6 years ago. And when I finally heard they were making a movie, I was super excited because I knew it would be an amazing thing to base a movie on. And like it's great. It's an awesome story. They do cool crap. Christopher Lee was actually a part of this unit.
Oh,
cool. And this is, I don't know how many of you are nerds enough to have watched like the appendices to the Lord of the Rings movies, but there's the story about when Peter Jackson was trying to direct him about what it sounds like when somebody gets stabbed in the back. Christopher Lee turns to him and says, "Peter, I know what it sounds like when you stab someone in the back." And that's why, because he was part of this like black ops unit, and yikes. Like he's literally murdered people by stabbing them in the back. So
yeah, I mean, yeah, you can argue over the definition of murder if it's in warfare, but
what about you, Pat? Any
recommendations? I would like to recommend the podcast Throughline, which is a history podcast, and they just really dive deep into various topics, and they give you about an hour podcast of just like diving deep into various things and giving real backstories on things that you don't necessarily think about. And then they also relate it to modern times, which is very interesting. And I think they're, you know, they do very good fact checking, and it's all very scrupulous and all that good stuff. Yeah, it's just super interesting. It's a very well done history podcast. I feel like it's very easy to make that kind of stuff super dry, and they do a very good job of making it interesting.
Awesome. I love a good history podcast.
How many scruples?
What's that?
Nothing. You said scrupulous, and then my brain was like, scruples of null root.
Oh, yeah.
There's 8 scruples of history fact check in every episode.
Exactly. At least. They guarantee at least 8.
At least 8 scruples.
What about you, Joy? Do you have a good reco for us?
I just started reading The Invisible Life of Addie LaRue, which is not necessarily a new release, but it's great.
I read that.
And I... like, I have to make myself put it down so I can, like, go be an adult.
Wow, what's it about?
So I can go eat cake for dinner.
That's what adults do, obviously.
Yeah. So it's about a woman who no one can remember when they have fallen asleep or lost, basically, line of sight with her.
Wow.
Yeah, so I've read that. It is it's not like a genre, like it's fantasy, so I usually read fantasy, but it's not like a genre, a subset of fantasy that I typically would read, but I did think it was really interesting.
Yeah, I would maybe, I don't know. Anyway, it's definitely like more real world based than most fantasy that I read, and maybe I would like call it like speculative fiction or something. Anyway, I really am enjoying it. I think everyone who likes these kind of like fantasy books, go for it. Why not? It's quick and easy.
The Invisible Life of Addie LaRue.
Yeah, it kept popping up as recommended for me, but I had been not picking it up because I had read the Henrietta Lacks book, and the titles are very similar, and I didn't want another downer read. But I finally picked this one up after somebody was like, no, you're gonna love this book. So
it's V.E. Schwab. Okay, I've read some of her other stuff. The Color of the Color of Magic,
that's This World number 2. That's This World.
There's something, A Darker Shade of Magic, that's one of her
darker
books.
Shade of Magic. I only know that it's Discworld number 2 because on RJ's recommendation, I recently read the first Discworld. I did not take the pager's recommendation.
The Color of Magic is the first one, because the second one is something else. I think the second one is called Equal Rights. And then the third one is another one with Rincewind.
Oh, no, the second one is called The Light Fantastic.
The Light Fantastic, yeah, sorry, that's the other one with... Okay, cool. Anyway, wonderful, excellent recommendations. Thank you. And we will, I don't know, what are we going to do tomorrow? Read another page, I guess.
We're going to recommend our listeners.
Oh, yes, the listeners. Every last one of you is worth recommending. I'm just sure of it.
On tomorrow's Narrow Page.
Narrow Page.